Welcome back to a brand new Creative Encounter podcast episode. I'm your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 65 of this podcast. And I'm coming at you live from the very first Practicing Worship event. This one is called Open Hearts, and I'm here with the host and creator of this event, Lizzie Cohen. Lizzie was just on the podcast a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
And now we're at the event that we talked about. Lizzie, how are you doing today?
I am doing great.
Oh, man, this is so good. So we are right now at the end of the event. The event just ended, and we are like on 11. It was so good, so amazing. I loved it. Lizzie, thank you so much for putting this event together.
My pleasure. Yeah, so thank great. You. And thanks for coming.
Yeah, of course, yes. Thanks for the invite. Yeah. So I want you to tell everyone what this event was about, what was the purpose of it, and all of that.
Yeah. So my heart for this event was for people to go deeper in their experience of worship, their expression of worship, and especially to uproot things that were holding them back. Mm-hmm. So addressing lies that we believe, addressing strongholds, addressing things that stop us from expressing ourselves creatively, using our imaginations, and allowing us to really say yes in worship, say yes to opening ourselves in freedom and in joy and in exaltation and just becoming more expressive and allowing our hearts to really open themselves to express the full love that we should give to God for what He's already done for us.
I love it. And I love that you didn't just keep it at the praise and worship that we do on Sundays. That was a component here, of course, as we express and sing songs to our God. But there was art, there was reflection, contemplation, movement, all of these different factors and stuff, and all these areas where we're like, yo, I love how you named it practicing. Like, these are some areas that we don't typically do this.
Yeah.
So let's practice these to give God all of us. You
yes.
know? So good. I loved it.
Thank you. It was it was really fun for me, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's something that I often do in private and wonder, you know, do other people want to do this?
Yeah.
Like, do other people want to explore these same things that I'm exploring? Do other people want to ask the questions that I'm asking? Yeah. And so it was really nice to get some feedback of, people do.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. And just even everyone's like testimonials and everything was awesome.
Yes.
So guys, we are going to talk to individuals who attended this event, and you're going to hear specifically from them how they enjoyed this event and their thoughts on it. Here we go. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's your name?
Tiffany Renee Johnson.
Tiffany Renee Johnson. Say all the names. Okay, I see you. Awesome. So Tiffany, we just met here at the Practicing Worship Open Hearts event. Mm-hmm. So tell me, how was this event? How was the experience for you?
It was really great. A reminder to recenter and to really just give over the things that are resting in me, giving to God so that I may freely create and freely worship. And also being okay with acknowledging any like blockages or resistance that I have and being able to give that to God too. And to just, worship and create anyway, but not without surrender. And, you know, but also understanding that with surrender doesn't necessarily come just a perfect disposition, but a surrendered one, and that's good enough for me.
Wow, yes, I love it. The part that stretched me the most was like the movement, being able to just freely just express yourself and have those movements and realize that your body is a temple for the Lord, so utilize all of it for His glory, you know?
Absolutely.
And so good.
I love movement. I love, I'm a dancer. I don't really dance much anymore, but I used to dance all the time.
Yeah.
But there was something still I had to choose to move freely.
Yes.
And to remember where my movement or who my movement was for.
That's so good.
You know?
Wow, yeah. I love it. That's awesome. Now, see that you're holding this awesome art piece.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had, this event was about expressing worship, not just praise and worship and song and music, but through artistry as well, right? So with this is an art piece that you made at this event. So you kind of explain a little bit of it?
So this art was guided by Lizzie and inspired by a series of paintings that she has. Mm-hmm. And she gave us three colors. The black is supposed to represent a lie that you hear or that you're told that interferes with your creativity. Mm-hmm. The white is representative of the truth that counteracts that lie. And the gold is representative of God. So for me in particular, the black represents the feelings that try to creep in that tell me that I am ill-equipped to bring to life some idea or to create something that God has given me. You know, things that try to make me feel like I don't have what it takes, or I might feel lazy sometimes, or I feel like I don't know if I can follow through, right? And the white represents the truth, which is that God equips me to do anything that He calls me to do, and that He powers it. You know what I mean? He's the one who makes it possible, so I can put my trust in that. Which is why the white is kind of breaking through the black, and as you kind of see at the bottom, the white is it's like pushing through the top, and it gets really abundant at the bottom as the black starts to dissipate. So that's the truth drowning out the lie. And that'll preach.
Yes, ma'am.
And in the center and all around is the gold. Because God is at the center, kind of working through all of it, working together with the truth and working against the lies, which are powered by evil and whispers of the enemy. And the gold is also kind of penetrating some of the black around the edges and you know, coexisting with the white. And that is a reminder to me that God is the creator of all things, so that He can equip me to create the things that He has called me to create. And also, in my weakness, He is strong. And those are the truths about Him. And why I love the presence of the gold in the painting.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Awesome. So with that, with everything we talked about as far as practicing worship, what's an encouraging word that you would give to our audience as relates to their expression of worship to God?
I would say, firstly, that God takes us as we are. He is not concerned with our perfection because He knows that we are not, but He just wants our surrender instead. And we don't even really have to know what that means, but just have enough to say, God, show me how to give this to You, and to know that it is safer with Him than with us. And if you're like me, then you try to do things in your own strength, and you try to just get yourself through or figure it out. But you don't have to do that because eventually you're going to run out of energy and you're just ill-equipped to do it on your own. But God is so much more capable. So if you can just trust that and know that you don't have to be that strong, but that your strength comes from Him. So, you know, if you connect with Him, then you have everything you need.
So, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
This is great.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. So what is your name?
I'm Alyssa Vanderveen.
Alyssa Vanderveen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's fancy. She said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So Alyssa, so we just finished the Practicing Worship Open Hearts event, right? So tell me, how was your experience at this event?
I loved it. Yeah. I thought it was really freeing. And, you know, Lizzie and Sarah did a great job grounding everybody and guiding people, making them feel safe to be vulnerable in front of people, but also with the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. And you led a session too.
I did.
Which was awesome. One of my favorite ones, actually. You had us actually go on a walk, which was something different for an event like this.
Yes.
So what was the thought process behind the walk that we took?
Yeah. So as an art history student, I was studying the 1920s like Dada movement.
Okay.
And in Paris, they would walk around and try to kind of rebel against the way the city's planned and walk against that. And I was, you know, reading articles about that. And I thought, like, how everything's designed to make us get from A to B as quick as possible. And, you know, you read about God in the whisper and He speaks in the whisper. Not in the fire, not in the floods, right? In the whisper. And how are you supposed to hear that when you're just walking from A to B, trying to get there as fast as you can? And so taking a walk with that in mind, I mean, you heard my speech before. It was with that in mind, to just let it go and see where God wanted to lead you.
Yes, it was so good. And just having those moments, God was definitely speaking to me on that walk specifically.
I'm glad.
You know, and just like, it was moments where like thoughts were trying to come in of like, what I have to do today, what I got to do tomorrow. So I was like, let me pause. God, what do You want to speak to me right now?
Yeah.
And He just started speaking on specific things, like just peace, rest in Him.
Grace, wow.
All these things, it was so good. So yeah, I loved it. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yes. So now you have this beautiful art piece. We all did some art because worship is not just, you know, the songs that we sing on Sundays and things like that. Worship is in our expression, our whole life.
Yeah.
And the artistry of it as well, right? So you have this piece. We can angle it to the down a little bit. There we go. Perfect. And tell everyone kind of what this piece is about.
Yeah. So I did this piece based on, thank you.
Yeah.
The black was like the lies we tell ourselves, mm-hmm. and then the white was the truth, mm-hmm. And then the gold was like God's presence. Mm-hmm. And so the black for me, like the lie, I tell myself a lot when I'm creating art mm-hmm. as a painter, was like, none of my ideas are unique mm-hmm. or my ideas aren't gonna make impressions on people. Mm-hmm. Like it's just another basic, like, you know, another art student coming through. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that my imagination is a gift from the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And this is how God communicates to me and how He speaks. And if God is calling me to speak to people on campus, mm-hmm. I need to be able to use the gifts He's given me. And anything God creates mm-hmm. is not bad. It's good.
Exactly.
And so that's the truth. And so the white is kind of peeking through the black because even in the darkness of those lies, mm-hmm. the truth is still there and the truth is still true, mm-hmm. no matter what you think, mm-hmm. you know. God still stands and He's still steadfast.
Yes.
And then the gold is just how God's present everywhere, mm-hmm. even when you might not expect it. And the movement of crazy life and, mm-hmm. you know, the beauty of like the orbs and circles. And yeah, it's just recognizing God's presence in the chaos of life. Yeah.
And you guys can't see that this is framed and this is textured. So hers was the last one to be framed because like it had some texture to it. It's still a little wet and everything, so it looks awesome because you can kind of see.
You had to show out,
you know what I'm saying?
Fine art student.
I love it. So this is fantastic. Well, thank you so much. So yeah, so the last question is what message of encouragement would you have for everyone as it relates to their expression of worship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't believe the lies that the enemy is going to feed you. Art is one of the most powerful ways to communicate with people. You don't have to be an artist to understand art.
Yeah.
And the enemy is going to try to stop you. Mm-hmm. And it's time to take the art world back to God.
Yes.
The art world is so dark and so scary mm-hmm. and just it's scary. Okay? Like, you know, the things you see in from artists, it's sad. And it's time for Christian artists to be bold in their faith mm-hmm. and be upfront and honest with the character of God and how to represent that with your art.
Yes, so good. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's your name?
I'm Katie.
Katie, nice to meet you, Katie. I'm Juett.
Nice to meet you.
Awesome. So we just finished the Practicing Worship Open Hearts event, mm-hmm. right? So how was your experience at this event?
It was really great. I haven't been in a corporate worship setting in a while, so it's really beautiful to sing worship with people. Yes. I've been going to church on Zoom.
Yeah, you've been saying that. Wow.
Yeah, since 2020, my church is in Michigan, mm-hmm. and I get to see them maybe once or twice a year, okay. and like periodically. Mm-hmm. And so it was just really beautiful to be in a space corporately worshiping with other people.
That's awesome. I love it. That's so cool. And then how was the experience? Because we weren't just corporately worshiping. We were actually expressively worshiping and trying new things and all that stuff. How was that for you?
Oh, it was great. I would consider myself a creative person, but I would say I don't always give myself permission to play with the arts as often.
Like how you said that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild, yeah.
And this event was very much like digging into our imagination and play. And I feel like the painting section definitely was like very playful for me.
Yeah.
Just trying, I'd never used a spatula to like paint with before.
Me neither. It's like so simple. It's like this plastic thing. I'm like, how do I use this?
How does this work?
Yeah. What? It's like smearing the paint is gone already. Like, how do you evenly, you know?
It's it's like you cannot be exact with that. So it's very much play.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Which was really fun.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a beautiful theme of the event is like imagination play and like being childlike and like God just really wants us to be His kids and like He's a abundant, and there's no scarcity with him. And so, like, one of the things that I was wrestling with is like wasting of resources or wasting time. But sometimes it's okay just to take time to play and just mess around with some paint and maybe make mistakes and use up paint. I don't know.
That's so good. It's so true, because we do put ourselves in these very organized, structured, kind of has to be like this, save it, all this stuff, whatever. And the guy's just like, just be expressive, you know? In the mess, you know, he makes something beautiful in the midst of it, you know? So good, I love it. Now, speaking of which, we're talking about the painting. I would love you to hold this up, kind of show our viewers, yes. And go ahead and explain, you know, what is this? What was your thought behind this painting?
So I know that we had the different colors are representative of different things. And, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
The black is being like a lack of freedom, and the white is the truth of God, that like we are so free in Him. The gold is like it looks kind of like an aroma of His Spirit.
And you have your arrowfish, as we call it.
Oh, yeah.
Your arrowfish.
They look like little stingrays or like little arrows piercing through this dark ocean.
Yes.
I didn't see that before. Mm-hmm. But I like it. But yeah, and the bottom I just said, you are free, to remind me that you're free to play and explore and that.
Praise God. I love it. That's great. Now, what's one last encouraging word that you would give to our viewers as relates to their expression of worship?
Don't be afraid to try new things and practice, and not be afraid to make mistakes or anything. Like, there are no mistakes. God already knows what our mistakes are gonna be, and so you are free.
Yes, amen. That's good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. So good to see you.
Good to see you.
Awesome. So we are at the Open Hearts event, which is Practicing Worship Open Hearts, right? So you were a part of putting this experience together along with Lizzie.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. So tell me what this event was like, your experience at it, all of that.
Yeah. And so Lizzie and I know each other through a couple other events. Mm-hmm. And when she approached me with this idea, I was like, yes, I'd love to get behind it. And so she really led the whole thing. And I just got to come alongside and see the vision come to life and lead like a little bit of a movement portion. But this event was such a blessing because it was like centered in Christ and on the Word of God, and just spending like set apart time to worship Him creatively.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I sometimes don't have time for that.
Yeah.
And so just have a set apart time to worship God was so transforming. Mm-hmm. It was refreshing, healing, and to do it with other people is just such a blessing.
So good. And it was very stretching.
Yes.
Because you actually had a specific segment in it where you were doing movement.
Yes.
So Sarah had us dancing and moving, y'all, but you know, it was awesome. Like, you had us moving our bodies and realizing our bodies are an expression of worship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you kind of just elaborated a little bit on that, of like the significance of our bodies, if you explain a little bit of that.
Yeah. So one, just seeing how Jesus is unique amongst any other God and worldview, that God actually entered in a human body, you know? And so it wasn't that the body is like altogether terrible, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like a Greek view of how people used to view things. Mm-hmm. Like, matter is bad, spiritual things are good.
Yep.
And so that, unfortunately, sometimes creeps into our own spirituality, like our own Christianity and relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
But Romans talks about to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
Yes.
And so it's like, it meant physical bodies, not just like thinking it in your mind, but like your physical body. And the Bible says so much about lifting your hands in worship, to like kneel before the Lord. And so there is power in physically how we use our bodies. And I think even as I was praying for this event, just realizing how much damage has been done to our bodies, whether that's self-inflicted or inflicted by others.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing just how God even wants to redeem our physical bodies and bring healing and transformation in that way. So I did stretch people a little bit, like, okay, we're gonna dance maybe a little extended period, longer than you'd like. But the hope is that And I think as we talked about through this event, that this is just the starting point to continue practicing worship. Mm-hmm. And so even if it wasn't perfect today, yeah. praise God, because yeah. now we can just keep practicing.
Today was the floor.
Today's the floor.
Right. Keep going up, keep you going. Know? Awesome. Yeah. And speaking of floor and things growing and things like yes. that, I love this painting. We all did painting here as an act of worship today, which is mm-hmm. awesome. And this is Sarah. So go ahead and explain this a little bit.
Yes. And so the black in this painting, the black represents those lies we tell us or things that block us from being creative. Mm-hmm. And so mine, a lot of times, it's like, I don't have time. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to do that. Or time is, my time has passed. Like I've missed my prime in being creative. And so it kind of symbols a clock. And then the white represents the truth. Mm-hmm. And so, again, the black, sometimes I find my own value and security in what I do. Mm-hmm. You know,
like a lot of us.
Effective. Yeah, like, can I be more productive? Yeah. How can I be more effective? Oh, wow. Yeah. And that's like a time thing. But that's the opposite of the gospel, is like, we're not saved by what we do, but based on what Christ has already done for us. And so therefore we have freedom. And the white represents the truth. Mm-hmm. And so this is like a flower. And just reminded of the verse that says, like, you know, look at the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin or gather into barns. You know, they don't work, but yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. And they're more arrayed with more glory than like the grandest kings. And so is the flower. And then the gold represents the truth of who God is. Mm-hmm. So just reminded that God is secure, mm-hmm. like the ground, yes. like the ground I walk on. Like yeah. I walk on the ground because I believe it's there mm-hmm. and it's reality, so it's good. Truth. And so that is like the ground and the goal.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. Let's yeah. go. I love it. That's great. Yeah. So lastly, what's an encouraging word that you would give to those who are viewing on their expression of worship?
Yeah. So with expression of worship, something that I really appreciate through practicing worship is just being honest with the Lord, like not having to hide things or feel like you gotta, again, have it all together before being creative in what God's called you to be creative in or stepping out in faith, mm-hmm. but just coming to Him honest, like, God, I'm tired, you know, God, I am feeling overwhelmed, like, but, and then, again, replacing that with the truth of God and allowing that to empower our creativity. Yeah. And not letting, not despising the arts, or, you know, maybe it's been a place or like creativity, you don't see yourself as creative or like, God, I don't know if you can use me that way, but just how God is a creator, that He loves art and like to enjoy Him and honor Him through the arts. And so like, as a dancer myself, that's one of my prayers. It's like, God, will you redeem the arts? Because He loves dance. Like He created dance, you know? And so, but, you know, unfortunately it can be tainted, just like anything in life, any good thing. And so, just as encouragement to keep redeeming the arts and bringing the kingdom of God and His glory and His love into those places in which He Himself created.
Yes,
so,
amen. Yeah. So good. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeanette. Yes. Yeah.
What's going on, sis?
Nothing much.
How you doing? My worship leading sister.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, brother.
Yes, I love it. So you, first of all, tell everyone, what's your name?
Hi, everyone. My name is Eliza Cruz.
Yes, Eliza. Awesome. So you were leading worship at this event.
Yes.
Thank you so much for that.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's so good. It's so good. I loved it. Just the, it was just very, just stripped down and just focused on the heart of worship more than any type of, for lack of a better phrase, like the entertainment, kind of just all the extra stuff. It's just whatever. It's just like, yo, bare bones. Let's just get in God's face and just get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
yes.
I love it. And you lead worship at this church?
Yes, Second City Church. I do.
Second City Church.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm one of the worship leaders of the many we have.
Yeah, I love it. Now, both of us being worship leaders here, not here specifically, but both of us being worship leaders, yes. I want to ask you, what was your experience here at this event for the Open Hearts event, you know?
Well, my experience here was truly, the word that just keeps coming to mind is beautiful. And I think you explained it well, that it was stripped down. And so what we normally do on Sundays, it's not timed, but, you know, you don't give, we're not able to give that like space.
Yeah, that room, here. You know, like, yeah, correct. Here we were just keep going. Mm-hmm. You know, there's more of a, you know, structure on the Sunday services.
Correct.
And, yeah, in the sense of a program rather, things yes. in order. And yes. here we were just laying it out, yeah.
Yeah, so it was wow. beautiful to just be able to strip it down yeah. and to sing our heart song mm-hmm. is what I felt was yeah. the main thing.
Okay, great. So the overall event itself, tell me how you thought of the practicing worship event.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was so good. I think, like, you know, when we think of worship, mm-hmm. we immediately think of song, yeah. music, yes. you know, but to be able to practice it in just the walk mm-hmm. and to be able to practice it in dance, mm-hmm. Something that some people are not used to. Mm-hmm. And even in the painting, mm-hmm. I think that was just like it. It's all different aspects, but it all fits together. In yeah. it's yeah. So it's yeah. so as we'll continue to say, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful
to experience and yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now you mentioned the painting, mm-hmm. so we were painting art pieces as a form of worship, right?
Yes.
So I want you to be able to share yours. I'll hold it up there yeah. for you. There we go. So go ahead and explain the art piece.
Yes. So. As I was painting this, mm-hmm. One, we're given the guidelines of, like, yeah, black being the lies that we tell ourselves or that we've heard from others. And as I was doing it, we had some questionnaire questions that we had to mm-hmm. Answer before doing this. Yeah. I was truly grateful that that was that happened before because as I was doing this, I'm like, that perfectionism just like came in yeah. and I'm just like trying to do it as yeah. well and like looking at Lizzie's painting and then yeah. Immediately as I was thinking of that, I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, we're not going to sit here and, mm-hmm. and believe these lies. And yeah. so immediately I was like, okay, I need that white paint that talks about the truth, you know? Mm-hmm. And I began to just like splatter it and you
yes.
can't really maybe you can or can't see it, but it's yeah, like splattered
throughout the black
because yeah. it's like as I was like trying to be a perfectionist mm-hmm. Immediately was like bombarded by truth mm. and so it's not all black and white yeah. but his truth comes in mm-hmm. and it like I just think of like it covers
yes.
over the lies and the things that we tell ourselves. And then yeah. when we went to the gold, mm-hmm. I was like, one, just wanted it to be like the center mm-hmm. Or yeah, just one that like covers this section because mm-hmm. I wanted to also get the, I wanted to say it's covered all over.
Yeah, there we go, yes.
His presence is there
yeah.
and you got the gold slashing there.
Yeah,
and
then at the top, yeah.
At the end, I was just like, you know what? I feel like I need my fingerprint mm. and I wanted it in the truth and who God's character is.
Man,
and I put
I should've done that.
Fingerprint right there.
I love it. That's so good.
So for someone who, yeah, is a perfectionist and worries and overthinks, this allowed me space to just yes. be reminded, yes. like, let go.
Hey, I was going to say, you just let go.
Yes.
Good.
Let go, let go.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah. We ain't talking about Frozen, y'all. We're talking about the Lord.
That's right.
That's right. Man, that's awesome. So lastly, here you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's an encouraging word that you would give to the individuals about their expression of worship?
Yes, I think something that I said during worship was that God has created you uniquely, and however it is that you express worship, do it. Do it wholeheartedly, and the Lord knows your heart.
Yes.
And so that's where it starts, you know? And if it's to raise your hands, if it's to sit quietly, if it's to do it through, painting, walking, whatever it is, do it well.
Yes.
Ooh, and do it with your heart. And the Lord will be in it. Mm-hmm. Like He will meet you there. And I think that's all we want. We just want you.
Yeah, man, come on. We just want you.
That's right. Nothing else.
y'all can leave. We've got to start worshiping.
That's right.
Yeah. But man, so good to see you.
Oh,
so this is awesome. All right, guys, so that was Practicing Worship, Open Hearts. That event was amazing. Lizzie, again, thank you so much for putting this event on. Us as creatives, us as kingdom creatives, those who are worship leaders, worship pastors, all of those, we needed this time to be able to bask in God's presence, to be able to express and practice our different forms of worship unto Jesus Christ. It was amazing. It was an awesome event. So, guys, I do want to end this podcast episode by showing you my art piece here. So this art piece is, again, we use the white paint, the black paint, and the gold paint. So what this is showing right here is, you see these towers, you know, I kind of think architecturally, I think building, I think growth and things like that, right? So what this is showing is the white is the buildings and the growth and everything in our lives, but the black is showing the intrusion and those moments where we feel like the hard times come in and they're depleting us and making things not possible. Pretty much all of the lies that what we are building and what God is building essentially is not happening because of the mistakes we've made, all of our inadequacies, imposter syndrome, all these different things that we have. Those are the different things that are cutting through and making it seem like the building is faulty, right? But actually, these are actually the floor. If we accept the trials and the different situations that we go through as something that's building us up, that's the floor, and it continues to go up from there. We continue to rise through Jesus Christ, right? And the gold is showing like it's underground. It's the foundation. God is the foundation of everything that we build. And the gold, I kind of did it, kind of spread it, kind of like roots underground. You know, and we think of vegetation and plantation and all these different things that we see in the scriptures as it relates to God and growth and flourishing and multiplication, fruition, and all those things, right? So that's what the gold is, and it's showing that the buildings are growing. And as you look at the top here, it kind of tapers off and fades off, and that's showing we still got a ways to go. It's still ever going up. It's not the end. Your story is not the end. It is still going and growing. So embrace those moments, embrace the struggle, embrace all of that as God is building you up and strengthening your faith. Hallelujah. So yeah, so again, this was an amazing event, and I love that we had this. It is a series. So there are going to be more of these. No dates quite yet, but we will let you know when it's going to be the next Practicing Worship event. Now, speaking of events, I want to jump on here and wrap this episode up with one final thing, okay? This is episode 65. In a couple of episodes, we are going to be finally talking about my new album, Unashamed Live. Yes, we are finally done with the mixing and the mastering of this record. So we're going to have a very special episode in a couple of weeks where we're going to have a listening party with those of us who were in the band at the event. And we're going to be talking about all of the songs. We're going to let you guys hear little snippets of it before the record officially drops in a few weeks. Okay. But first, we're going to do a live listening party on this podcast. And it's going to be an amazing time. We're going to walk through the songs. And after that, there's going to be another announcement of something else that is coming up. So I want you guys to get excited with me. I'm very excited about this record. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. Such a worshipful time, such a great time of just artistry and worship unto God. So you guys are going to love it. It's going to be a great time. So I want to invite you guys to episode 67, where we go ahead and do a live listening party of my new record, Unashamed Live. So you don't want to miss that, okay? It's going to be a great time. Now, if you love this episode, love this podcast, love this ministry, Joy Z Pay Music, I would love for you to become a monthly financial partner and go ahead and support so we can continue to do this podcast, continue to release music to bless the people, to bless the world, and tell people about Jesus Christ through the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? So love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys next time.